Any score will do. Michael Walters with the last kick of the Sir Doug Nicholls Indigenous round. Lines him up from 50. Strikes a two. Michael Walters wins the game for the Dockers. He makes every post a winner.
Welcome back to Talking Freo.
Great goal there by Walters after the siren versus Brisbane in 2019 to win it.
Today we'll be discussing the Marsh Series victory over Carlton yesterday.
Yesterday, Fremantle played their first Marsh Series game against Carlton, where Fremantle dismantled a crippled Carlton by 47 points at David Gray's Arena in Mandurah.
Fremantle's play looked a lot cleaner than last year. The skills were a lot better and Freo played a lot more attacking footy.
Akers looked really strong, racking up a career-high 31 disposals in an all-round great performance, standing out in the midfield. He provided some great running carry and kept his feet well all day. He also had 6 clearances and 6 inside 50s.
James Ace also looks to be a great inclusion to the side, providing the team lots of class with a cool head under pressure. He also kicked a nice goal in the game.
The traded pair could definitely be a replacement for Brad Hill and Ed Langdon. Lockie Schultz was also a standout yesterday, booting 4 goals. So what's your thoughts on him?
I think Lockie provided a great forward target and was presenting great leads. His pressure was also first class.
Many people believe that Rory Lobb was best on ground after having a day out, especially overhead. 13 marks, 5 contested, 23 possessions and 6 inside 50s, including a goal. That's some great stats there from Lobb. He also had to take charge in the ruck in the second half after Sean Darcy went off with a minor injury.
Draftee Caleb Sarong continued his charge for a round one debut after having 7 possessions and 4 clearances in the third term.
Griffin Logue was the standout in defence yesterday's game, taking charge down back without injured Alex Pierce and Joel Hamling by working with former forward Brennan Cox, who was also solid.
Sam Sturt played as the leading forward, providing good leads but not having much impact despite his 1 goal.
Michael Frederick didn't play the first half of footy, but when he did come on in the second half, he showed lots of promise with his speed, but only managed to pick up the 4 disposals on the wing.
Luke Ryan was solid as usual, rallying the troops in defence, and from what I've seen, he could be an up-and-coming leader.
Andrew Brayshaw continued to impress in his 3rd season, despite only being 20 years old, providing Fremantle with some midfield support and pressure.
Matt Tapner was very quiet, but looked a lot more lively in the second half. He provided some strong leads, but must improve his shots to be a key forward in the future.
Bailey Banfield is also looking a lot better this year. He played predominantly in the forward line, and he kicked 2 goals.
Fremantle's game style was very different to last season's under Ross Lyon. Long were trying to bring in a more attacking game style while not giving up the defence. Freer used the ball with purpose, taking 106 uncontested marks to Carlton's 58. What does this mean for Freer, Ben?
It means we have the freedom to run and carry more often and enables the players to take the game on more. From what I saw, Fremantle are taking a lot more care of the footy and not just blasting it into the forward line like last year. They were a lot more composed with the ball, which has ultimately gone into lead into more efficient inside 50s. So Harry, what are you most impressed with from yesterday's game?
Personally, I was definitely impressed with the skill execution from the players. It was noticeably better than last year's abysmal execution. I was also very impressed with Blake Akers and James Aish as they have set the bar high with their performance yesterday.
So last week, Harry, on the podcast, we decided to predict the Marsh Series game against Carlton and I'll play it now. This is what we said. I'm calling Fremantle by 2 goals and it will be a very close game.
I'll say Freo by 1 point then.
Well, that was some interesting calls by us, Harry. Talk us through your prediction.
Well, I was thinking about we were missing 6 of our best starting 22. I know they were missing Cripps. We were missing more players. So I was like, it'll be a close game, but Carlton were definitely worse than I was expecting them to be.
Well, they were really...
They couldn't put 2 kicks together.
They were terrible.
I think we were very impressive, though. I think we were impressive, but they weren't good at the same time. So, like, a mixture of both.
Moving on, next week we take on the West Coast Eagles in the second game of our Marsh Cup campaign. What's your predictions for then?
I am predicting a Fremantle win, and it's going to be by 30 points.
I'm also going to predict a Fremantle win by 15. I'm going to go half you.
Great. Let's see who gets closest next week.
Them next week. Hopefully they're not as ridiculous as last week.
Thanks for listening to Talking Frio. That's all we got time for today.
Make sure you tune in on Wednesday, guys, for a very exciting episode with club president Dale Alcock.
Also, make sure you go follow us on Instagram, talking_Frio, for all the latest news and updates.
And also tune in next week for our review against West Coast.